Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, healers and dealers, and wheeler dealers, yes, cardinals and bishops, woohoo, the hopeless and the popeless, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. RX for sex, baby. Yeah, that's right, brothers and sisters. From the Vatican to Bonoboville, we all need sexual healing. Don't we, brothers and sisters? We need it from the Pope to the dopes. We need to handle, to deal with, to cope with, to express our sexuality. One way or another, it comes out, doesn't it, brothers and sisters? Hopefully in a nice little or big load, but or just a implosion, a beautiful voluptua, as they say in Latin. But sometimes it comes out in other ways. Sometimes our sexuality, when not expressed in beautiful, peaceful ways, comes out in ugly, negative, violent, hypocritical, nasty ways. Amen and amen. And so we try to do what we can here in Bonoboville to help channel that sexual energy that we all have, from the popes to the dopes to the rope-a-dopes. We all got it. We all got to deal with it, and we try to channel it into peace through pleasure, the bonobo way. Sometimes it's not so easy. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. Tonight, we are here for sexual healing, absolutely, both personally, professionally, and universally. You know, we all need it, from Marvin Gaye to the really gay. Sex is dangerous, of course, and we hear that all the time, from the media to our parents to the church, every synagogue, every temple tells us how dangerous sex is. And yeah, sex is dangerous, just like driving down the freeway, you know, especially if you don't wear your seatbelts. But The fact is, sex heals a billion times more than it kills, brothers and sisters. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
Amen.
You know, there's ups and downs with sex.
That's what we like about
there's
it.
Disease. There's violence. There's deception. There's jealousy. There's sexual stupidity. There's bigotry. There's badness. But there's a lot of badness in the world anyway. Disease that has nothing to do with sex. Violence that has, well, pretty much nothing to do with sex. Although sometimes I think all violence is kind of... Well, I do think that if we learned how to channel our sexuality into sexuality, then maybe there wouldn't be so much violence.
I agree.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff, but the good stuff. Let's talk about the good stuff, brothers and sisters, because so much of the media, if they use sex, and they all use sex, you know, to get eyeballs. Mm-hmm. We love those eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got eyeballs on my tits, baby. Woohoo! There's an eyeball.
Yes.
Yeah. But they usually say, come to me, like a seductress, and then they say, woo! Caught ya! Looking at me, you naughty boy, you bad girl. Well, tonight, you know, we're going to talk about the good and the bad, but we're going to try to mostly heal you and me and us with the good. That's right, brothers and sisters. An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. Woohoo! Well, not this doctor, actually. The medical doctor, the cancer doctor, right? I mean, sex heals in some very basic ways. It can cure a headache. It can, I don't know about cure cancer, but maybe prevent it.
Period
cramps, for sure. That's right. I had a caller on this show a few years ago who told me that she had Bell's palsy and that she loosened up her jaw from, you know, those healing blowjobs, brothers and sisters. You remember that, brothers, when you want to get your girl to go downtown. Or guy, you know. It'll cure your Bell's palsy. I didn't know I had Bell's palsy. Well, yeah. Well, we all get headaches. And usually the idea is, honey, I have a headache, so I don't want to have sex. But, hey, actually orgasm temporarily cures a headache. And congestion. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff. And tonight, I am very pleased. I have a bunch of interesting guests. But I'm very pleased to have the author of Anti-Aging Benefits of Sex, Sex, the Ultimate Health Supplement. And she should know, because she's a very healthy, sexy lady who is coming back to Bonoboville, back to the speakeasy after 10 years, I think, or more. Wow. Let's welcome Dr. Shelley. Yeah. Dr. Shelley just got her PhD from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. Congratulations, Dr.
Thank
Shelley.
Thank you very much, Dr. Susie. It's great to be here.
Great to be with you, but I would feel more with you if you could talk right into your microphone, kind of like you're giving
like
it head. Pretend you have Bell's palsy.
I need some jaw therapy.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Don't slobber on it, though. We don't want any short-circuiting. Very nice. Very, and your voice does sound better.
I feel better.
Open up those lungs.
You feel better?
Yeah, I do. Actually,
let's talk about sex, baby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the anti-aging benefits of sex. I mean, after 10 years, I'm back again, and I'm younger and sexier than ever. Huh?
You are, actually.
Yeah,
actually, people can...
And so are you.
Look up Shelley and me, Dr. Shelley and Dr. Susie, in our archives, and you'll see that she does look younger and more beautiful than
and
ever.
And so do you.
And sexier.
Aww,
right.
Thank you.
And really, really, this stuff works.
It does.
You are living proof.
I am.
So
I have my daily dose at least once a day.
At least once a day.
For me.
Now, what is a daily dose? Is it sexual intercourse, or could it just be an orgasm any which way?
Orgasm any which way, but I prefer sexual intercourse for me personally. You know.
So yeah. Sexual intercourse.
Yeah, whatever works for anybody out there. You know, if it makes you feel better, I would say yes.
Okay. You're a very sex positive doctor.
Very sex positive.
Yeah. And we just got back actually from, well, we didn't just get back. It was about 6 months ago that we were at the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Yeah.
And that was where I ran into you for the first time in 10 or 11
10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Dr. Ted McIlvena is the great leader and founder of the Erotic Heritage Museum. And I did an interview with him, and he gave me a degree.
You deserve it.
I was going to say I didn't have to work for it, but I guess I've been working
hard
for years.
Yes.
And he gave me a degree in a Doctor of Honoris Causa.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's an honorary doctorate from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. And see, I can say that fast now. I stumbled over it before.
Too.
Boy, that's a mouthful. That'll make teach you how to give head. Just saying that word, it gets
gives
you say that.
How to give
spell tongue. Spell that out on your lady's clitoris, and you will make her come before you get to the end of before you get your degree. Anyway, we finally made our video. Yay! Woo-hoo!
I can't wait to see it.
Edited by Jimmy. Right over here. Where's Jimmy? He's
good
right
job,
over there.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
It took him a long time because there was a lot to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot to watch. You know, both the art and the orgy.
Oh, the after
and
party.
The after party was pretty hot, and we mix it up with the art because it, you know,
it's all about
sex, mm-hmm. really, and it's all about erotica and the value of erotica, both for healing and inspiration, which is a kind of healing,
mm-hmm.
The inspiration of erotica. It heals our souls, right?
I think so. That's why I'm still here and what I'm doing, you know.
And you wrote another book, which I haven't read yet.
Not yet.
Where is it?
Well, that was my first book.
Soul Sex.
It's about this sweet, innocent New Zealand girl that travels around the world in search of the ultimate sex.
Right.
And it's written under a pen name because I didn't want people to know really who wrote it and whether it was true or not. So, like, I thought, well, I'll write it under a pen name, but I'm coming out. It's actually my book, my first book.
Yes.
Written, I think, 2004 originally, and I've just re-edited it and republished it, so it's also available.
Cool. Well, and you're taking these books. I mean, there's... I guess this is a red series, obviously.
That is the red book series.
And you're all decked out in red. And, I mean, red is the color of love, but red is also the color of...
China! Yay!
And who's going to China?
Me. Who? I'm off to China tomorrow.
You're off to China.
You are?
That
oh
is so
God.
Exciting.
Very, very
so
exciting.
Tell us very quickly, because we want to go around
I
and
know.
Introduce
it's
everybody.
It's the year of the snake.
I want to play with it.
You've got a snake. And it's
I do.
A real live snake.
It's
I can't believe
true.
It.
It's true. I brought the snake out. Well, this is my familiar.
Wow.
As well as
Beautiful.
My co-host.
That tongue and looks really cool.
Her name is Eve. We're broadcasting from the Garden of Eden. Mm. And
can I play with it?
Yes.
Thank you, Mommy.
This is also a symbol of health. Because in ancient Greece, the god of healing is Aesculapius. How do you pronounce that one? Whatever. Aesculapius. Look it up in your Wikipedia.
Yeah, the,
and he's got the two snakes intertwining around his staff.
Yeah. Mm. The staff.
Yeah, but I just have the one.
I love the snake. Though.
Yes.
They're so sexual. There.
So Amor is crying out for the snake as well as to be introduced. And brothers and sisters, can we have a hand for the lovely, the adorable,
thank you. Hi guys.
The inimitable Hollywood socialite, Amor Hilton.
Nice to see you guys again. Again.
Yeah.
Love to be here.
Okay, there we have my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah, the
static.
Snake did it.
Right, okay. So, you know, Amor, if you're watching us live, she was here last week for our Purim show.
Yes, I was.
You stole the show. As
I did.
Queen Vashti.
I stole it?
Well, you just were so glittering and fabulous refusing to be stripped naked and then being stripped naked. And then
gotta love that flogging.
Flogged on the bondage cross.
Who couldn't love that?
You know, oh, well, we all loved it. We all love you, Amor, and...
Yeah. Dr. Susie, can you move maybe to the side a little bit?
Okay. And we are dancing with the static. All right. Well, you know, static is a turn-on for me. That's why I have it all the time, because I actually have a fetish for it. Okay, let's see if we can smooth that static, and then I might just have an orgasm. All right, and I want to introduce some of my other guests here. First of all, Amy, you are here. You are a friend of Dr. Shelley's, and Amy, do you have a last name? Let me just check this, or are you just like...
Amy for tonight.
We can go with Amy. Okay, and Amy, you are a mental health professional.
I work at a psychological clinic. I'm a case manager, and I work with people helping them get over a lot of the static in their life, the unhealthy static.
Right. Can you help us get over the static on the show?
That's a technical issue. Right.
Okay. Well, we're just looking for any help we can get. But you know, how does sex fit into mental health?
Relationships, bad relationships, toxic people in your life, what they bring into
it. But you're going on to bad now.
I am sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I'm just pointing out.
I'm curious about the bad opinion. Curious about her opinion.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
My job is to help people overcome that. Get rid of those barriers. Empower themselves. And let them be who it is they need to be, not what somebody else wants from them. And then you can have a good relationship.
If you're going to be able to say yes with pleasure, you've got to be able to say no with conviction.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're big supporters of 1 Billion Rising. You know, we're all for female empowerment and the ability to say no, because that's what, you know, the bonobos do. The bonobo females are very, you know, in charge of their sexuality. But, you know, if you can say no, guess what? If you can say no when you want to say no, I think you wind up, for the most part, being able to say yes a lot. You want to say yes more because, okay, I said no already. So I can do that.
It's yes to yourself.
Yes to yourself, and yes to, to people you like. Yeah. Yes to people you want to be with, instead of just shutting everybody out because of something somebody did to you years ago. You know, I mean, a lot of people shut everybody out because they were abused.
That's true.
And, you know, they don't know how to differentiate, right? And sexual healing, I think, is partly about saying, here's something that was done to you by this person, and some people are like that, but not everybody's like that.
Exactly. You can take yourself back. Take your own body back.
Yeah, taking the initiative to recover from that, from the whatever abuse or, you know, whatever is going on, is the sexual healing as well.
Is my snake abusing you right now?
Not at all.
Okay. She's certainly
loving my hair.
This is a girl snake, by the way.
Oh, she loves my hair.
Yes.
Should have seen her last week.
She's like giving me a back rub right now.
Oh, good. Ooh, yeah. Don't let her go, though. Is she going down your back now?
I got her.
Okay. All right. Because she's a getaway artist. Yeah. So I want to introduce Siren. Siren is back after a long time, too. Not as long as Dr. Shelley, but Siren, it's been like 3 years or 2.5 years?
It's been about 2 years.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Two or three years.
Everybody has to get the static. It's part of,
I love the static.
You love the static. All right. The more you love the static, the more it might go away.
Sounds like a record.
Right. Okay.
I love it.
Talk into the mic, though. Really. It's necessary. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hello, Siren. Let's bring up Siren.
I didn't know I was going to be on the show because you're actually using my real name.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oops. Okay.
I really didn't know.
Yeah, but you tweet with your real name. Okay, so let's change that. We'll scratch that. What is your name tonight?
Totally fine.
Okay. No, it's okay. I understand that, but you didn't tell me. And I forget your other name because you've always been using Siren lately.
It's like really my real name.
Okay. But you know what? It sounds like a...
It sounds like
a performer name. Let's put it that way. The Siren is the lady on the rocks that sings to the men and often to their deaths. Mm. She's a little dangerous, that Siren.
Yep.
Yeah, they have to. They jump off the ship and they sail to her. So is that mic good for the siren? Has to have a good mic, you know, because
I hear
name.
It echo. I hear it echo.
Okay, I will.
Oh, okay. So you have to get close.
I think she just hasn't been getting close.
There you go. Oh, get close to that mic.
Okay, close to the mic.
Yes. All right. So now, I mean, we could call you something else.
No. The people who recognize me will recognize me, and there you go. Yeah. That's life.
So she's a previous adult entertainer, I'm assuming.
I entertained myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my!
That was like a tech
I'm
fart.
I'm just curious because
no,
I,
thank you. That was brilliant.
That was
timing.
A tech fart. That got her off the hook temporarily. But where were we?
I was just curious because for people like me that don't know, like, what is it? Were you a adult actress, model, producer? What was it that you did in the entertainment industry exactly? You know,
I was an adult performer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at one point I was a phone sex operator. It was like years ago.
You were a what?
Okay.
Yeah.
A phone sex operator?
Yeah, years ago.
Okay. And you're retired now?
No, and I was an internet model.
Oh, okay.
And what are you now? Besides a hot woman.
I just got back from Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm living in Chicago. And I'm a writer, go figure.
A writer? Well, writers can be anything. It's a good thing to have some interesting aspects to your
Definitely.
Life when you're a writer.
Yeah.
I mean, are you unless you're like a grant writer.
No. I'm a writer, and I'm actually halfway through my first novel.
Are there sexy parts?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, sexy parts, and my agent said that I write better than 50 Shades of Grey Lady.
Wow. Oh, well, I have to say, everybody in this room writes better than 50 Shades of Grey. So that is not a big deal. But you're probably a very good writer because you are a very creative person, and you have some, you know, creative tweets. But yeah, the 50 Shades of Grey,
is
anybody with me here? Did anybody like it?
I haven't read it. All I get is the gist of it.
The gist.
I get the gist of it.
Hey, you know what?
BDSM?
The gist is perfectly fine. It's about BDSM, sort of.
Then what's, is that just opening the public's eyes for the first time that exists or something?
Somehow. It just goes to show. This opened the public's eyes.
People are hungry
that
for
it.
That is so strange.
For it, which is actually, she wrote Twilight fan fiction. So like that whole style.
I just honor her for doing so well. I would like to do as well as she did with my book.
Yeah. I would also like to do that well. I would almost write that badly in order to do that well, but I don't think you can do it that way. I think you have to write that badly naturally. I don't think you can fake being that bad a writer.
Oh, and I'm also looking for a 1950s like BDSM kink, and that's new to me. So
a
just wanted to put that out there.
1950s. You're looking for?
For a what?
Like a Stepford BDSM.
Well, I just got a monkey. Yeah. Okay. You're looking for a Stepford wife?
Yeah, and I want a dungeon. I want a husband and a dungeon.
Oh, you want to be the Stepford BDSM wife. You're going to be a submissive Stepford wife.
It would help me.
I got a feeling you might have to change your hair color. I think you need to be blonde.
Is that right?
Really?
Well,
I don't know. You could try a wig, you know.
Were they all blonde?
Stepford wives? Aren't they like all blonde?
I bet the phone's ringing off the hook right now for her.
I think the main thing with the Stepford wives, I mean, I don't know if they're blonde. Maybe, I don't know. But the main thing is they're kind of robotic, and they just do what they're programmed by their husbands to do.
Just submissive.
Right. And you want to be programmed by your husband.
Ooh.
I want to go. And write about it and be creative about it. And I want to see if I could be programmed. I mean, can you be programmed? It was more of the BDSM kink, and I've met a lot of poly people who
poly
want me to
people.
Join the poly kink.
Like, are you polyamorous,
No program with poly.
Is there a snake on my head?
I'm just looking at my snake, who is now making a queen's crown out of Amor's hair. So I got a little distracted, sorry. How are you doing there?
That's really cute. But
It looks good. It, I mean, it's sort of cute, right?
He's coming down.
Maybe we should put her away.
He's coming out.
Yeah, she's getting a little rambunctious.
Our I think she's having fun.
She is. Well, Eve
snakes know him.
She's like, no, fun. I want to go back in her hair.
I know she loves
I wanted
you.
To try that. Tongue,
she's like, girl, this weave.
We'll try that another show.
And I think she doesn't like my plastic latex gloves, which
yeah,
I'm
not.
Wearing because Hi. Of the theme there tonight of sexual healing. But really, these gloves are not very healing. Although, look at Dr. Shelley grimacing at my gloves. They're a symbol.
I don't like latex.
Yeah. You don't like, no, right.
You know
you
what
don't
I
like
really,
latex.
Really liked about my research for the book was how much information was out there about the healing benefits of sex without condoms.
Oh,
which is a little radical.
That's a little radical, especially in Los Angeles that passed Measure B. And it's demanding.
They're trying to shut the industry down, aren't they?
Yes. Well, and the industry meaning the adult porn industry. There's only one porn industry, and that's the adult one. But anyway, they're trying to... I mean, they say they're not trying to shut it down. They say it's just to get everybody wearing condoms and dental dams
and
saran wrap. But you think it's bad for them.
Well, actually, the research shows that... research that I haven't put in the book, but my own personal research has shown that a lot of condoms, there's a lot of chemicals in it, and a lot of the lubes have a lot of chemicals in it.
Yeah. Like, well, they do.
Yeah.
They
a
do.
A lot of irritants.
Yeah, a lot of irritants. And so, like, the increase in cervical cancer.
I agree.
Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm not against condoms myself. I'm actually for condoms when you're having sex with someone
crazy kinky
you don't know
here at this speakeasy and stuff. Like, that's true.
You know, I mean, and we put condoms over our sex toys, and we put, like, we have a Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
No. I prefer the real thing, but yeah,
well,
I'll
know.
Give it a go.
You'll give it a go?
Well, if I can have the real thing, I'd rather have that, but you know.
Well, I don't know if you can have the real thing. I'm looking around the room.
Well, there's quite a few potentials here, you know.
That's true.
You can Max, have my husband. What about your 21st birthday, Max? Huh?
Mm. Max's 21st birthday?
We were talking about the number of sexual partners in a lifetime, but you know.
Oh. I'm going to have to have somebody put my snake away. Does anybody want to volunteer to do that?
Max.
Do you know how to do it? Or you know what?
You like that snake,
hey,
don't you?
You know what? Amor, why don't you get up on stage and entertain everybody while I put
okay,
the snake away? Okay,
I can do that.
Right? I'm going to put the snake away, and Amor's going to entertain everybody for a minute here. I'll be right back, okay?
She can pretend to be the snake. She's probably embodied enough of that snake energy. She can snake on up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Shed some layers.
Should I play music from last week?
Well, you know, she can just get up here, and somebody should get the microphone for her, though. Okay, get the mic. And I'm going to put Evie away back into her cage. You like snakes? Yeah, you like snakes? I'm now reaching out into
everybody.
The audience.
What's next week? Okay. How's everyone doing tonight?
We've got a two-ring circus going on right now.
I know we have some birthday girls going on here.
No, because I'm putting her away right now. So. You can hold her after the show, okay? Okay.
Everyone wants part of the snake now.
You know? I know.
I made everyone jealous.
I know.
Sorry.
We could do a snake show. I could do a reptile show.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah. I could do a static show. Actually, I'm doing that.
No.
Okay.
That'd
here
be
we
hot.
Go. Putting so Evie away and
like
closing up.
One more time, then.
So how did you like last week?
Last week, that was very interesting. That was fun. I actually wasn't educated previously, like, on that whole story.
The story of Esther, the porn story.
So and apparently I stole the show on accident.
You did?
I guess so.
Okay. I'm going to sit on this side so my lapel shows.
Oh, of course, Mrs. Dr. Susan
Mrs.
Block.
Dr. Susan Block, that's right. Mrs. Doctor to you.
Oh.
Okay, so I have to sit far away from you because of my static.
Yep.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian?
Yeah, of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Right, yes, you did.
Me and Courtney Taylor, yeah.
Right.
I remember.
Did you have an orgasm?
Yes,
I broke
of course.
One.
You
did.
You broke one. Amy Who broke one? You broke one?
Snapped it.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have this medical theme tonight.
Oh, how cute.
You know, so I have a doctor set. This was actually given to me by... the guy that's running the Fetish Film Festival, Michael Simmons.
Oh, yes.
Right. You know Michael Simmons?
Michael Simmons.
You know him,
Rings
right?
Bell.
From your past life? Right? Okay.
Of course.
So the only thing that I think is really interesting here is the stethoscope, which of course
can
is tough to use
heart?
When you're wearing headphones. But
I don't know, through the boob, can you hear it?
Yeah, let me see if I can hear your ba-boom. Heart. Okay. I'm going to put this stethoscope on. If it's the last thing I do, I think it's made for a child, though,
well,
is the problem.
Apparently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But, you know, I got a little head. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Whoops, ooh, hold the mic away.
That's how my heart
that's
sounds.
That's right. It sounds
ba-boom, ba-boom,
pretty good.
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah, it's uh-huh. beating. Okay.
She's alive.
It's, let me see if I tweak the nipple. Does it speed up? Oh, yes. It speeds up. Whoa. Amore.
Now let's get somebody fucking her, and it'll probably be even faster.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, no,
that's
true.
How about we get her up here on the Subaru?
Well, we're going to.
We should. She deserves it. She's
well,
apparently has
I said,
a
I prefer the real
appetite.
Thing. But
she does doctor. Prefer the real thing. I know. And I don't know if
you have to give her the right prescription here.
I mean, well, you should say Dr. Shelley.
Well, Dr.
When you talk about the real thing, you know, you're talking about intercourse, right?
For me.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, but for me, I like penis vaginal intercourse, which is
penetration.
Abbreviated to PVI.
I like it to have that
PVI.
Heartbeat.
PVC, but PVI.
You like penis vaginal intercourse, too.
Absolutely.
Who
I want the connection, that human connection, and that's what sex is to
me. Well, I think your friend. Right. Your friend likes penis anal intercourse, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
So
that's
not
true.
Everybody's into penis vaginal intercourse.
Yeah,
not everybody.
Not different.
People, I mean, I would say that's probably one of the big, most
fixation.
Popular.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, you prefer oral to intercourse?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that why you're sucking on that lollipop?
Maybe.
She's like,
Yeah.
Maybe.
Are you like the deep throat girl who has orgasm clitoris in the back of her throat?
I probably.
Just learned how to Facebook.
You should get her up here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
She needs to come up here.
I think Amore wants company up here. Oh. Well, we do have a blow-up doll,
oh,
right?
But what's she
who's
doing?
Attached. Well, this is a spanking bench. Actually, it's our... can we hear it for our production coordinator tonight?
Woo!
Vanessa, who just did this out of nowhere because our producer... Well, I mean, I don't know what I want to say about what happened to our producer, but she ain't here. Okay, so... Vanessa has stepped in a last-minute way, and because of this medical theme, brothers and sisters, here, Amore, I want you to be like a presentation model here, okay? Will you stand over here for the photographers and present some of our patients? First of all, we have a gynecology patient here who needs some sexual healing. And she's all ready. She's strapped down
this
here.
This is
our idea. This is what actually goes on in gynecology offices, though, right? Mm-hmm. Except for maybe the belt around the waist, right?
Except I haven't had that happen yet.
Yeah, you haven't had the belt around the waist, yeah. But you have to stick your feet in the stirrups and cold instruments go into you. What do you think about modern gynecology, Dr. Shelley?
Well, I did have a bit of a kinky situation with one gynecologist.
Ah.
He says, "You are very tight." I'm like,
"Is
this a come on, doctor?"
Wow. All that penile vaginal intercourse and you're very tight.
It works the Kegels, so you know.
It does. You work
the
Kegels.
The more you do it, the more it works. Like any muscle in the body.
Just the sex works the Kegels? I mean,
it's
squeeze and release.
Yeah, the Kegels.
Squeeze. Does everybody know where their Kegels are? Boys and girls have them, right? It's also known as the PC muscle, which is not politically correct.
When I was growing up, I did 100 a day, like as an adolescent, because I read about them, and I was like, this is going to be awesome.
And that is why...
I get the best compliments on how...
You also...
I have never had one pussy complaint before, I've got to say. Kegel muscles,
they do.
I only know one person that it was not beneficial, and that was when she tried to give birth. She was too tight. She didn't know how to let go. So it's also important to know how to let go as well.
Yeah, see, I have an IUD in there because nothing is coming out of my vajayjay. It's keeping its tightness. So that's
now
vain,
this
but
patient of ours
we can work on that.
Did not do his PC muscle exercises.
Uh-oh.
And he is he is not in good shape. You know, we're healing him. We've got this little
even old people
cock
like ring. Six, you know.
Yeah, he looks old, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he is
tired.
He
looks like a ninja turtle.
But if he had had more sex when he was in his 20s,
he was big in his day.
Yeah.
But now he's pooped out.
Well, they say if you don't lose it, you lose it.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't use it.
What should he have done?
He should have used it more. And the more you use it, the more less likelihood there is of losing it.
Now, what if you don't have a partner, though?
You can still use it.
You mean?
Well, apparently, like, if you want to avoid prostate cancer,
yeah.
I think it's like 3,000 ejaculates in your lifetime, or at least 4 per week. The science doesn't say for prostate cancer whether it has to be, you know, penis-vaginal intercourse. It just says ejaculations. So, you know, of course, you know, it's more pleasurable with somebody else, but, you know.
So, you know, I would think you would travel in these tantric circles. And they're all into, you know, withholding ejaculation.
Well, I think that stems from the Taoist tradition, which is interesting because I'm off to China tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I did study a lot of the Taoist tradition, which was, I think, originally developed to help women have more pleasure because the men would be holding onto their seed. But also it was developed from, I think, you know, came from the ancient Chinese tradition where they didn't have a whole lot of protein, so they wanted to hold on to their seed because every time they released their seed, they would have had to, like, replenish it, and it would have taken a long time.
Yeah, you're spent.
Yeah, but in today's society, we can replenish our seed a lot quicker.
Men
can, especially if they increase their, like, protein and their meat. If they put more meat in their diet, they can replenish a lot quicker. John over there, I heard 5 orgasms in the last 24 hours.
John,
I'm like, that's impressive.
Orgasms
I know,
in 24
he's like,
hours?
57, almost 57 years
friend?
Old.
Yeah.
He's my buddy that gave me a ride here, and we were talking on the way here, and he says, I'm like, how old are you, John? He says, I'm turning 57. I says, and in the last 24 hours, you came 5 times?
Wow.
Like,
I have to hear his secret. John, come over to the microphone.
Lots of protein.
No, really. This patient of mine needs to hear John's
lots
secret.
Lots of protein and lots of sexy
practice.
Girls.
What's the secret?
Lots of practice.
Practice.
Yes, practice
with,
makes perfect.
Do you have one partner or several?
Multiple partners.
Multiple
how
partners.
Many? Can I ask how many?
This week, 5.
Wow.
5. And you had 5 orgasms and you had them all with one woman or several women in the last 24 hours, the 5 in the last
3 with one woman and 2 with another.
Wow. And are these girlfriends, or are you a porn actor?
No, just friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Wow.
How's that?
So do you have a regular partner, or you're a free agent?
I'm a free agent.
Wow. So he's living every man's dream.
I guess. Yeah.
He's got lovely cock, ladies, so you know.
He's got a lovely cock. Do you want to show us?
Oh!
Maybe later.
Maybe in a
we can like Amy. Dream. Amy, maybe we can make it number 6.
I can make it number 6.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Well, yeah now, baby. Yeah.
Let's see if we can break
the show is heating up. Okay, the static is also heating up. Right. Okay, so we're all excited
and
about
the nutritional content of semen is very
male.
High as well.
Yes.
Apparently, One ejaculate has more vitamin C than an orange.
Okay.
And it has all your zinc requirements that you need for the day.
And you have to peel an orange. Of course, you kind of have to peel a cock with a cappuccino. We talked about that when I was in Vegas, the little hat, the uncircumcised cock.
Oh, the uncircumcised.
That you have to peel down. Which, you know, I mean, hey, even though I love celebrating Purim and all the Jewish holidays, I have to say, leave the little infants alone and don't circumcise them. They can decide that later, maybe. You know, just like if they want to get pierced or
tattooed. Well, apparently now they're getting re-uncircumcised.
Re-uncircumcised, which re-uncircumcised. I, you know, so that is an interesting thing.
Like vaginal rejuvenation, it's like re-uncircumcision.
I mean, I think you might as well start with just what nature gives you would be the best way, unless there's a problem. You know, some guys have it fused together, and obviously you have to unfuse that, you know, if there's a medical reason to do it. But otherwise,
I'm looking forward to watching that scene, though, where we compare the uncircumcised with the circumcised.
That scene is right in here.
It's right there. I can't wait to see that.
It is in there.
Because it's very cool, because it's like, you know, how often do you get to see an uncircumcised and a circumcised? The circumcised was like right there, ready to go. The uncircumcised was like a grower. It was like, you know, it's like this budding flower.
And
that
we
emerges.
Were comparing them,
I know,
right there
cool,
in the
cool.
RV.
Yeah.
It, you could
the
think
womb
it,
room on wheels.
Can I have a quick opinion?
You know?
The uncircumcised and circumcised.
Yes,
recently,
quick opinion.
I have been sleeping with, and my first person I've ever slept with that's uncircumcised. And I've actually, it's been better. I don't know why. I've never, you know, thought about it before, but it's actually been better than the circumcised ones. Mm. The uncircumcised, which is very interesting to me, because you would think otherwise.
This
right?
is very interesting. Well,
further research is needed.
You know, I have found
research.
Well, let's More just say the captain has a cappuccino.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean,
listen,
all cocks are great.
All aboard.
You know, but there's certain benefits to the natural state.
I think this requires further research, don't you think, Dr.
I do,
Susie?
I do.
So.
I think
we should do more research on this.
I think we should keep comparing these
cocks. Yeah, I think so, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, the static, can I get a sense? Get stuff out of the way.
Is it me?
I'm going to move the dick out of the way. Maybe it's dick here. Okay.
Can I hold it?
The dick?
There's a lot of knobs on here. I like this.
Anyway, this is your copy of Big Win in Vegas.
And I'm in it.
Yeah. You're in it. You are in it.
Are there any scenes from the train going by?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a wonderful scene of you, Shelley, mooning the train. Woohoo. And we'd love for you to reenact that scene tonight.
Well, of course.
even though we don't have a train. But what they often say at the Erotic Heritage Museum is that there's a giant vibrator right outside the museum.
Oh, yeah. It's the only vibrating sex museum in the world.
That is the train. Oh. Yeah. And I'm not sure where I'm moving Mr. Dickel here out of the way.
Well, I think we
Yeah. Where are you going to wheel him to?
I think this is a good example of if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You lose the limelight. You know, if he was ready to go, we would be attacking him right now. But
we
he's
would.
Not.
No.
He's like, he hasn't used it in a while, and he's obviously not going to use it for a while. So,
although I will say this about sexual health.
We could breathe life into him.
Well, yeah, and men who can't get erections can still get orgasms.
It's true.
And you can still
have
pleasure.
And they can still give women a lot of pleasure.
And there's lots of other parts of the body that are hard, like fingers and toes.
And there's also oxytocin that's released through intimacy, which is apparently very good for stress release and reducing breast cancer.
Yeah.
So, like, just even getting naked with somebody, that can really help, you know.
Oh, getting naked, skin on skin.
Spooning.
The biggest sexual organ of the body is the skin.
Definitely.
So I don't know if there's quite enough skin being revealed here tonight.
I don't think so. I might have to take some clothes off.
Might have to take my jacket off. I think
the gloves got to go.
The gloves have got to go. Right, right.
I know. I'm looking at two ladies right here.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Whoa.
And I think that there's a birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Birthday
Come
girl.
Come on over to a microphone, birthday girl.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, go birthday girl.
Where's the birthday
What does she
suit?
Want for a birthday?
How about a shot?
What's your ultimate wish for your birthday?
Huh? So, Danielle, sit down. Sit in the chair.
Oh, my God. You're going to ravish her.
Yeah, this is where wishes come true.
She's
got these braces on. She's so cute.
She hasn't even said a word, and the no longer adult star has just said, "I'm going to ravish her."
And the cougar in the far corner is going, "Wow, wow."
The blonde is already getting bad ideas.
Okay, let's give the birthday girl a chance to talk. Make sure she's over 18, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, New Zealand is only 16, but we're in America.
Well, we are in America now, and proud of it. Okay. Well, I see. Danielle, right? I can use your name, Danielle.
Yeah.
Or do you have a stage name?
Okay. No, Danielle.
Okay. So, how old are you?
21.
21. Okay. You've been able to have sex for a few years now. I mean, I don't know if you've had any.
Yeah.
You have? Okay. I wasn't going to ask, but now that you've volunteered, has it been healing?
Yeah.
Or bad sex, good sex? How's it been? You know, you've
good.
Only, good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably been some bad.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
not
yeah.
so good. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Some bad stuff. And but more good than bad, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So so like it's your birthday tonight? Or?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh yeah, well, it's close enough. Yeah. It's
well,
birthday weekend.
Hey, for pretty girls, it lasts a week, so it's gonna be your birthday for a few right. days, right?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to get in your birthday suit for your birthday?
Oh, I would hope so. Hey, I have her get in the
and
birthday
I'm
suit.
I'm the one who's
going to
ravish
but y'all
her.
Y'all took it away, huh? Mm.
How do you feel about you know, your seat partner here?
Mm. I don't know.
She wants to ravish you.
I'm not the one asking to get naked, though. She's very lovely.
You don't have to get naked for ravishment, no.
She's very, very lovely.
There's such a thing as clothed ravishment. So, so what do you like to do on your birthday?
Anything, really.
Anything?
Anything.
Wow. Really?
That opens it up.
What about birthday spankings?
Oh.
I mean, right? Light spankings, right? I mean,
she's gentle.
I can't. I have
she's
to be
doctor,
gentle.
See?
I am gentle, right? I spanked
she's a
you
doctor,
last week.
Susie.
I spanked her on her humintoshin.
Oh yeah, really? My humintoshin. Yeah.
On your humintushy, right? And I didn't spank you hard enough.
Not
you kept
a,
you.
Know.
You were screaming for more.
I know.
Yeah,
so,
and I had
know.
To get rough, and then it I broke this right. thing. I think.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure that cracked in half. You super glued that?
Yeah, well, we sort of glued it, so it's only for show
well,
now.
Shoot.
See.
But, you broke the
so
paddle.
I think it's
yeah,
a birthday girl. It's a birthday girl.
We've broken
girl.
More paddles. Well, we'll let the birthday girl, you know. I mean, well, we're already up with the paddles for the birthday
yeah.
girl. Poor birthday girl. You know, she's. Yeah.
Hey, girlfriends. We need your girlfriends. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the big one's the best.
Maybe
one.
Your girlfriend should
friends.
Spank
her. Hey, girlfriends. Will you spank her?
Wait, one of the girlfriends?
Oh,
okay.
She'll spank her.
She's going to spank you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's worse if a girlfriend spanks
no,
you. No,
I
it's
think
it's better.
Better.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I'm
going to
be able
cool.
to tell how good a girlfriend this is.
All right. So. Okay, so girlfriend, come on up here. No, come up on the stage. You got it. This is a featured performance here. Okay. And girlfriend is wait a second. Brenda. Brenda. Right. Brenda and Leslie. Brenda and Leslie. Okay. So is this an over the knee or is this a bend over the oh this thing? Oh,
bend
okay.
Over.
Then, as the doctor, I have to supervise this. All right. Okay. Okay. So you're going to get on this. This is actually a spanking bench, right? So you put your feet over there, right? Okay. Here we go. Yeah, you can hear her squeals.
Are you excited for the first spanking?
Okay. So. Okay. There they go.
Up
spanking away, whacking, and whipping. Yeah.
10.
Whipping Danielle.
12.
13.
Mine doesn't sound like
hers.
She sounds like she likes
20.
Yeah. 21.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's hear it for Danielle. On her 21st birthday, are you feeling wounded?
Not really.
Are you traumatized?
Really.
Oh, okay.
Aww,
you like
gentle.
That? Okay. Yeah.
She knows she likes it. Yeah, she likes it.
Yeah.
You
know she likes it.
She's just shy, you know, like.
All right. Well, I think you did very well. Do you want to spank them now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ah. Okay. All right. You get a chance now. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Not
oh, at the same time. Wow, look at this.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Susie, I can tell you want to spank that already. I
oh,
can
yeah,
tell
that's
by
quite
your
a
eyes.
Butt there.
I can tell by your
yeah.
eyes.
You're lucky this is broken. I can't spank too hard. Whoa.
Don't spank my
You call
broken
that a
paddle.
Hit, woman.
Okay, now Danielle has two whips, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she keeps, she's still doing it.
No, she's not doing it anymore. She just wanted to get revenge.
She wanted to get revenge just
yes.
with one swat.
Yes.
Is that enough, this one? No. Okay, back on the spanking bench,
back
ladies.
Back on the spanking bench, get back. Girls.
You got to do this for her birthday.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
On my birthday, I spank everybody else in the room.
It's yeah. true.
Okay. All right. Okay, she's got a... Okay.
There
and now
go.
She's going to whack. Here we go. Whacking away. Whack.
That was good.
And whack. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think... You can do this in your seat now.
How
all right,
good.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's hear it for the birthday girls.
I want to hear your birthday wish. I want to hear your birthday wish.
I think
wish.
She just got hard. It.
A sexual birthday wish. What would you like sexually for your birthday?
Get into a microphone. Get on a microphone,
get
birthday
a microphone.
Girl. This is your night. Okay, no, you're good. You're good. She's going to sit down at a mic. Okay. So...
I would like you to take a moment and think about what would you like sexually for your birthday or in the next year that's coming up? Something that you haven't done before maybe or something you've fantasized about?
Is there anything you'd like to do sexually that you've never done?
Good,
what's your fantasy?
She wants to do Siren.
yeah, she would love that, dude.
I always wanted a threesome.
Oh.
Was it an with
another
yeah,
boy
girl,
or another
girl?
Girl,
boy, or boy, girl, girl, or boy, boy, girl?
Girl, boy.
Girl, girl, boy. With one of these girls?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, which one?
I'm just No,
it doesn't matter which
doesn't,
one?
No, one of them was my cousin, so.
Oh, yeah, oh, the one that, no, not, okay.
Yeah, so first or second?
Leslie.
Leslie,
you'll
yeah.
do you'll do a threesome with Leslie
yeah.
and a guy.
Yeah.
And any guy? Or
oh,
well,
no,
a good
not
guy.
Just any guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, no, not just any,
any
guy. Of course, no woman will do it with just any
well,
guy.
Well, damn, don't I wish
that's
I had
how,
a dick.
That's how, women are discriminating.
I wish I had a dick right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, huh? All right.
What about that yeah. guy?
Oh.
She's got her
that's
pick.
The guy
she's
that
the
likes,
birthday girl. She gets
you know,
her pick.
The other kind of hole.
Oh.
Okay. So we will find you a guy tonight.
Okay.
No Ooh. Problem. Right. That's and good. We're also giving away a copy of Anti-Aging Benefits of Sex.
Yes.
You don't need that because
so
you're only 21.
You're only 21 now, but when you're like 81... You know, if oh. you keep having sex, you know, you never know. You could, like, still be, like, beautiful and young just like you. I saw, yeah. you know what inspired me? Did you ever see that movie Harold and Maude?
Oh, yes.
I love that movie. She was, like, 80 years old and he was,
yes.
like, 19. She seduced him into life.
She did because he was depressed. He kept trying
he
to kill himself.
Exactly.
And
so sex can help with elevation of mood, depression. Mm. It's fantastic for everything, really. I think in my research, basically sex is the cure-all for everything. So I thought, well, the more people that have sex, the better. Because
right.
then we have less war and more love and yay.
And yay.
Yay.
It's
yeah.
good for the
yay.
Emotional well-being.
Well, I think that's
not
great.
Not only emotional
so,
well-being,
you know what?
Mental?
Can I give this book
yes.
away to the birthday girl?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it'll keep her young and
yeah.
horny forever.
Birthday girl, you get a birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Right. Only 21.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
But you never can start too early.
No.
Absolutely not.
The
how
benefits.
How old were you in your... How old were you when you started?
When I first got static?
No, first had sex. How old
I know. I was... Sweet 16.
Sweet. Nice.
With my boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very loving and corny.
And you're still having lots of sex. And look at you. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
See, it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the perfect example of my research.
Well, you know, it's important. It's mm-hmm. It is like vitamins. And yet, sometimes it's hard to come together that way. And you have to kind of... push the right buttons to do it, you know, because when you're with someone for 21 years, you know, and stress happens, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it separates you and you have to really reach out. But once you do reach out,
yeah.
it's so great. It can cure a lot of what ails you.
And if you keep it in your mind that actually this is going to be good for me, it's going to make me look younger, feel better, keep my relationship alive, it's almost like an impetus. It's like a drive. Okay, I got to do it.
Definitely.
Honey, you get home, you strip your clothes off. I'm like, yeah, I need it because it's going to help balance my menopausal flashes. It's gonna
and, you know, we've dealt with quite a few doctors over the years. You know, Max has had his issues.
And you know, they don't talk about sex. They not unless you ask them.
Kind of.
And yes, they're very embarrassed about it. And some of my best sex therapy clients are medical doctors, because you know they focus so much on the medical, and they might be very good at it, but then they lose sight of so many other things, and especially the sexual. And they're so afraid of offending you. So please, everyone, don't be afraid to ask questions of your doctor about any procedures you might be getting or any drugs they might want to give you on how it affects your sex life, you know, including the antidepressants. Mm-hmm. They have a big effect.
Those are very, very dangerous.
All right. So
do we have any callers?
I didn't give out the number.
You forgot about the callers.
I wish we had some callers.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
Hey, callers, call us.
Yeah.
Okay? Our number, if you're in North America, toll-free number is 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can call our regular number, which is 213-670-0066. And if you want to Skype, we can Skype. 213-599-7398. This is why I don't give out the numbers, because there's a lot of friggin' numbers.
One more time?
Yeah, oh my God. Only if you take your top off while
Only
you do
if
it.
I take
okay,
my top
yeah.
Off.
And then, yeah. Take your top
Yay,
off and give out the numbers.
Off.
I'll
Yay.
Hold this. There we go. Maura Hilton, can we have some applause?
Yeah.
Those who have the favorite. I'm just kidding. So, if you want us, you can reach us. Worldwide is 866-289-7068. USA and international. I can't get a top off.
Oh no. She can't get her top off. Yeah, bend over. Uh-huh.
That's what she says all the time.
And you guys look lonely up there. I might come up and join you.
Okay, come on up here.
213.
Help me with this top.
670-0066. Or
I should have had my snake unravel
866-289-7068.
There we go. There's the numbers. Okay. And there's the boobies. Aren't they beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Natural.
Come talk to us.
I think Dr. Shelley will approve.
They're real.
They're beautiful.
Hi.
Very nice.
Mm. And Dr. Shelley has her China red dress on. Can you model that, please? Yeah, a little modeling. Look at this. I don't know if we should ask. I don't know if we should ask how old you are so that we can know what the anti-aging benefits of sex are. Or is that a secret?
More than double our birthday, girl.
Okay. More than double. Can we have a hand, brothers and sisters? Okay. Okay. No Botox.
No. It's a six.
Okay. No.
She says it's a sex. I don't need Botox.
Right, right.
Show you my Valentine's Day present.
Yes, let's see the Valentine's Day present. Here we go. Yeah, Dr. Shelley. Whoa, very nice, very Valentine-y. So feminine. Wow. And just in case you're in the cheap seats and you're just listening to the show, we are now observing Dr. Shelley in a beautiful ensemble of red roses on pink lace and garters and just very femmy and pretty.
Very femmy.
Yeah, and the
well,
red shoes.
I was just getting so hot watching you guys up here.
Yeah.
And like when she took her top off, I'm like, I have to get my clothes off.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You look much better than I do.
I don't think so.
No. This is not a competition. I mean, we could have a competition, like who screams the loudest on the Sibian. We could do that, but I mean, I think the beauty contest is a tie.
Didn't we do a beauty contest the other day?
Uh-huh.
Do I get to hold it?
Yeah, you can hold that, actually. Well, that would be easier for me.
We like you back here. My favorite number is three. So
she's
reapplying her
lipstick.
I'm like, I love the number three, so I thought, well, we could have three gorgeous, sexy blondes of all the generations.
Yeah.
How old are you, Amor?
She's aging.
Yes,
how old are you?
Old enough.
I can tell.
I feel like I'm 74 at heart. I'm ageless, just like Miss Dr. Susie,
she's
right?
There's just
some people that don't age or decrease in age. Mm. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
I think she's a good example that, you know, sex keeps you young because she's ageless.
Well, I don't know. She could be the same age as our birthday girl.
I completely agree.
But we don't know. But I mean, I know one thing.
Oh, far from that.
She looks great no matter what her age is, you know?
I will give you that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've got some good-looking everybody.
And hopefully I look just as good as Susie, right?
How many people have sex once a week here?
Once a week.
Once a week? Once a week?
Yeah. Okay.
How many people have sex?
You know what? I don't believe.
Once a month. What about once a month?
Okay. Well, at least. Let's say at least once a month. Let's say at least once a month. Who has sex at least once a month?
Very least.
Okay. Not too many.
Okay.
You know, a few, but but a lot of people are deprived in our room, in the womb room,
okay,
yet.
How many
or maybe they're afraid to raise their hand.
How many people have sex?
You never know with sex surveys.
Three times a week. Okay, this is going to keep you young. Okay,
all right.
According to all my research, if you're between the ages up to 25, you should be having it more than once a day.
More than once a day.
Who's less than 25 here? You guys, Siren, who's the birthday girl? At least once a day. Mm. At least once a day. Good. Yes. Yeah. 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 That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Over 25 to 30. Once a day.
Yeah. Over 25 to. Okay.
And then over 30, I think it's like 4 times a week. And then over 40, I think it's 3 times a week is the recommended dose.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting enough, I think we should increase it. What do you think?
I think so. And I think, you know, if you can't be with the one you love, sometimes love the one you're with.
That song was on the radio on my way here.
And I say if you can't get a dick before the end of the broadcast, ride the Sibian.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Can I have a hand?
Susie's pretty good with the strap on, too.
Okay. I am pretty good
with
a strap on.
You're very good with a strap on.
Thank you. Thank you. I have my strap on. I do.
I like strap on too. And that's a good workout. Have you ever tried it, ladies? Put a strap on and work it out. These guys.
They do. It works out your legs.
Sex is very good for the heart rate, for the cardiovascular. And if you don't believe it, try it with a strap on. It's
oh, yeah.
It's a good workout. Apparently, you can burn at least 200 calories.
Where did my strap on
go?
I had one right over here. Oh, there it is.
I remember that.
I think this is a different one. You wore mine out.
Oh.
I think you did.
At least I didn't break it. Amy's known to break Sibians and strap-ons,
right?
So I don't know. But,
so you like a strap-on but not a vibrator?
Oh, well, I'll give everything a go. I prefer the real thing.
You'll give everything a go?
You know, yeah. You going to try it on for me?
You know, I could.
Wow.
I could try it on
for you.
Whose
birthday is it?
Yeah.
I treat every day as my birthday.
Mm. am I wearing it right? I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. Damn, you look hot in that, Susie. Yeah. Look at that.
I think the vibrating part isn't. It's
nice
sort of.
There.
Yeah, so I have to pull this around. Yeah, you want to show some of those great oral techniques?
Oral skills.
Yeah. Now, should I put a condom on this?
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not as good as a real thing.
Yeah, okay. not so good as a real thing.
I always like right?
You got to talk into the mic,
okay.
Right?
Got to talk into the mic.
Well, what can I get? Can I get you to ride the Sibian to try it? Mm-hmm. You want to try it?
It'll blow your mind.
No, it'll blow. Have you ridden the Sibian?
Yes.
Not here. You rode the monkey rocker.
No, I've ridden. Oh God. I
talking to the mic.
Here.
Is she on? I can't hear on.
It might have been on Kink. I think it was at Kink. Kink.com. I don't know.
Maybe we could get a volunteer to show the Sibian.
I think you should. You're like dressed like
I
you know.
I prefer the real thing.
She
know?
Doesn't, but you know.
It was a volunteer.
Oh,
a volunteer. Would you like to ride the Sibian?
Any real things?
I like penis.
Would you like to ride the Sibian? You've been talking
who's,
it up.
Okay, are we debating on who's riding the Sibian here?
I think there should be like a vote.
Maybe a guy, John?
No, there should simply
I
be a
about
rocker.
This woman right here.
She likes it.
Or this beautiful woman's lingerie.
Yes, I prefer to like, you know.
Everyone is voting volunteer. For someone else. So what we need
okay,
is.
Okay, we need a room vote.
Like Survivor.
We need a room vote.
A room vote.
Room vote. Birthday girl.
But what if the person doesn't want to do it?
Well.
That won't be any good. What if we all voted for you, Amor?
Amor.
What if we all voted for Amor?
That is unfair.
I think we all just voted for you.
Oh, that's not fair.
We'll support you.
That's the move.
We'll all gather around you and show our nipples.
Oh, okay.
I will
there you go.
Share mine if you
share.
I will get up one time, that's it. And this is just for Mrs. Susie here.
Mrs. Dr. Susan Block.
Dr. Susan.
All right.
All
right, we're going to get ready here.
I'll share my nipple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring those nipples out. Okay, Dr. Shelley. Or are you Kiwi now? Okay.
Dr. Kiwi, Dr. Shelley. Dr. Kiwi. But Dr. Shelley.
Okay, and...
Here she goes. She's a trooper. She's a player. She's a team player.
She is. And we're going to move the Sibian forward here. Okay. And... So I think you should come up here on stage, right?
You said you'd suck her nipple.
Oh, I did.
I can't believe I never watched this show before. I'm such a fan now.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Amy.
She's great.
Yeah. She's going to. Okay. Right.
Then we'll get Amy up.
Yeah. Okay.
Up
you're
going
to have
stage.
To bring some penis up for Amy.
Yeah. I want penis too. I like my penis. Well,
okay. So cute. Now... Here she is, brothers and sisters, the beautiful, the so Hollywood, Amour Hilton.
Je t'adore, mon amour.
Okay. May I move these aside? You know, just for the pleasure. Okay, here we go. And there we go. And
some nice pink titties.
And now some nice, beautiful pink nipples. And now a beautiful... Whoops, here we go. Amour Hilton is riding into the sunset of orgasm.
Actually, I have to tell you, I was recently on a motorbike that had a vibrator on the passenger seat, and that was pretty fun.
And suddenly... We have a naked.
What? Ooh, that's some pretty
siren.
Where did this come from?
Oh, yes.
And there's a snake
this
tongue
is beautiful.
Coming out. This is snake energy
definitely.
Right there. I can see the tongue.
A snake tongue.
This tongue's working.
Just licking up those beautiful pink
nipples.
There's
another nipple there, Dr. Susan.
This beautiful naked girl.
The controls.
I need to get both nipples out, right? Okay, here we go. Okay. Where's the mic? Let's. I think if she gets a mic, she might get a little louder.
Yeah. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Can you imagine that on the back of a motorcycle?
Oh my God!
Here she goes, brothers and sisters. An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. Amour Hilton. Sexual healing. Woo!
That was my
that
prescription.
Was beautiful. Yes. That was your prescription. And now.
Hey, it's this woman's turn now.
Whoa. Take a little prize there, girly, for your.
Aww.
Here we go. She's got the California Exotics bag now. What will she pick? What will you pick for your pleasure?
Whatever
you like. We have we have handcuffs. We have actually and we have a body and soul vibrator.
Ooh.
And we have a tantric doohickey here to tie you up with. And we have an OG
what's this, a
vibe. This goes, yeah, that goes into your G spot and kind of rubs.
Is it vibrating?
Yeah, it's vibrating. Yeah, it's a vibrator. Mm-hmm.
Look at all this fun stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, how fun is this?
Yeah, we got nipple clamps too.
Let's go with, this is the remote one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want this?
Yeah.
Body and soul? Okay. Show the photographer. Yes. Wait, whoa. And maybe you should hold up your book, Soul Sex.
That goes with my book, Soul Sex.
Have a soul thing.
Because it's all about body and soul. You can have as many orgasms as you want in your body, but unless you get soul and that spiritual connection, it's very unfulfilling. So
all right. Well, the combination of all you ladies is giving me a very fulfilling connection.
I think so.
Do you want to ride now?
She needs to.
You do. You're ready. You're ready.
Microphones.
Now, she wore her panties on here. We should still change this. Okay, so let's get the saran wrap. Let's still change this. And off we go with one layer. You see that measure B? We are compliant, I tell you, even though it's a little
saran
much.
Wrap can be used for many things.
Well, it can. It can.
Can it, John?
Overheated here.
Saran wrap. Have you ever been wrapped up in saran wrap? I love that feeling. It's so cocoon.
Well, you know, it does make you sweat.
It's nice on a winter's day.
Yeah.
Get wrapped up in saran wrap.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're
so
wearing
saran
your UGGs.
Wrapping a Sibian in the job description.
Okay, and where's it?
Is that in the job description when you sign up?
Yeah. UGGs. Okay. Let me.
That's awesome.
So
I'm in the wrong business.
Oh yeah, Amore, you get full dibs on her hot body. Let's hear it for this body, would you? I mean, really. Woo! Okay, here you go. So now, are you ready?
Very.
When's the last time you rode a Sibian?
2 years.
Yeah. Oh, it's been years. Okay, you're overdue. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Siren.
Oh, yeah.
We want the real thing, don't we?
Oh God.
Sexual healing.
Oh, that looks good. I like the close ups. Oh, can we have another close up?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, I do. Oh God. Oh my God. Girl's kinky.
Kinky, yeah. Woo.
Oh my God.
It's a religious experience. It's a lot of calling to God here.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. God is coming through the siren and into the Speakeasy Cathedral.
Oh my God.
She's calling you in. She's calling you in.
I'm like just coming and coming and coming. I can't stop.
One after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, and after another, and let's hear it for Sister Siren, brothers and sisters. Woohoo!
Thank you very much.
Can you imagine? Wow. Can you imagine that on a motorbike? Last weekend I was riding a motorbike that had that on it.
A motorbike. You know what?
I mean,
there's a reason. Harleys are a favorite among a lot of women.
The vibration, the good vibrations.
I had a boyfriend for a little while for the sole reason that he had a Harley, and that was it. No other reason. And it got old after a while, but it was good for a little while, riding on there. Yeah.
Ride,
so,
baby, ride.
Thank you, Siren.
Siren.
Are these somewhat not natural? You can say.
They're really expensive.
They look good. They look good.
They're really expensive.
They look very, I see a lot of boobs, right? You see a lot
That's
of boobs,
beautiful
too.
Beautiful boobs.
That's
yeah.
a good job.
All boobs are beautiful.
Yeah. Can we say hello to artist,
got great boobs.
Artist Anthony Wynn is here, brothers and sisters. Stripperella artist.
Hi there.
Hey, come sit down.
Did he do this picture
welcome
here?
Welcome to our static. He didn't do that one. He did a bunch of them. They're not here right now. But you never know. He might draw you. He does drink and draw. He does
drink
some amazing
Well, give him some
comic
drinks.
Art.
Maybe you could draw Dr. Shelley. I'll give you a book.
Yeah.
It's my favorite place to drink and draw, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And you spent your birthday here.
Oh, yeah.
And what, Max? Get on the microphone, Max. Say your piece. Here comes Captain Max.
So we... Hello, hello.
Could somebody talk...
Hello, 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 hello. So, yeah.
Hello.
When was Stripperella published?
Correct. Oh, we published it last year, so it's been out for a year now.
Last year, right?
Yeah, last year.
You're a little
March.
Late, Max, but other than
no,
that,
no,
you're great.
But these people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, the Stripperella book that Stan Lee and I worked on.
Oh, Stripperella.
I love Stripperella.
It's a great book. I love Stripperella.
Stripperella, like the TV show?
Well, you have Mr. Stripperella right here.
Yeah. Were you at the museum?
He was.
Yeah, you were? I remember you.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, my God. You have to see this DVD. It just came out. It's all about the museum, you know.
Anthony, I happen to have another one.
Oh, this was a great show. I mean, it is a great show. It hasn't even started yet.
Well, you haven't even seen it yet, but it is a great show.
I was there.
But we had a great time that night.
Yeah, I was there at the after party.
And you gave us a tour along with
Dorian.
Mm-hmm. And then
Dr. Ted.
Here.
Who's amazing.
You're
he's in his 80s.
We credit
now, he's
right
another
here.
Example of the anti-aging benefits of sex, isn't he, Dr.
He
Ted?
Is.
Yeah.
He is.
He's in his 80s. He's off to China with me tomorrow. I mean, can you imagine 82 years old, still traveling to all around the world? I think it must be to do with all that sex he had, or still has. I'm not too sure.
I think the reason Hugh Hefner is alive is... Oh, you know, has been around as long as he has is definitely the sexual healing.
All the bed partners.
Six. It has to be. Like, I feel
even
like
Gandhi had
is.
Girls get in the bed with him.
Who?
Gandhi.
Yes, he did.
Gandhi
That's
towards
true.
The end of his life.
Yeah. Also, well, Reverend Moon. Mm-hmm. Reverend Moon had a lot of hot chicks.
You know, it's
around.
Funny how these preachers who preach against
Hallelujah.
Sex. They preach against sex.
But
then
sex.
When it comes down to it, they have it for themselves, yeah. And especially as they get on in years, well, then maybe that's when we find out about it. Mm. But they know they got to have it.
It keeps them young. That's what they know. That keeps them young. I mean, really, why don't we make it public? Sex keeps you young.
Well, and we are.
You know, we are.
It's true.
That's what we're doing.
But I mean, why don't these guys, like, acknowledge it and honor it and own it? You
because
know, yes, it keeps
them
why? Because sex is dangerous to them. Not so much to us,
such
but
a
to
double
their
standard
power.
Here in America, isn't it?
Well, everywhere in the world. America and everywhere. Hmm? I mean, let's just
constraints of life.
Let's just look at that Vatican, brothers and sisters, bishops and cardinals. I mean, come on. You know, we have the Pope quitting for the first time. Even that time 600
wow.
years ago really wasn't a pope quitting. It was actually popes trying to kill a bunch of popes all trying to kill each other. So they said, well, you can't be pope. And, you know, it was just a debacle. And this, in a way, is another kind of debacle because, you know, we don't know exactly why, but we do know the rumor that is going around. I've got to get, you see, they're creating static, so I can't say this.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
The rumor that's going around, of course, is that there's this gay section of the Vatican. Or let's just say there's a sexual, let's not put it in the gay way.
Just sexual.
Let's just say sexual. Sexual. These men who are supposed to be celibate are not. They're
of
just
not
celibate.
Well, you
of
know,
course not.
You
why are we surprised that these men can't be celibate?
Mm-hmm.
And why are we surprised that a high percentage of them are, you know, gay or like guys? I don't like to classify people as gay or straight exactly, but they're having sex with guys because probably they got into the priesthood because they were insecure about their sexuality, so they thought, I'll be a priest. Well, guess what? Just because you're a priest doesn't mean you lose your desire.
Well, I heard about that guy that was studying the Dead Sea Scrolls, and all of a sudden all the priests heard the screams, and he comes up, they say, what's the problem? What's the problem? He says, it wasn't celibate, it was celebrate.
Ha!
And like they were screaming. I was like, oh no, we could have been celebrating the whole time.
Well, right. I lived in a little village in Italy
Ooh.
Called San Felice Circeo. And there's a wonderful little church there with about 42 bedrooms, okay? And there's no harbor police there. So that's actually where the Vatican brings in all its liquor without being taxed.
Ah, yeah. And 42
and
bedrooms, you said?
And there's about 3,500 people in the village. And when the liquor comes in, or when the defense minister comes in, who also has a villa there, and Anna Magnani has a villa there, everybody goes, oh! And then from the church
at
night,
the liquor is here.
You hear screams and strange sounds. So this has been going on for a long, long time. Now, my family had a villa right near Pompeii.
Ooh.
And under there, are a bunch of tunnels because there were, you know, there were the barbarians, and so the family had to go hide under there. But it was taken over by the Archdiocese of Pompeii, which is the richest diocese in the world, and they brought the nuns there to have abortions. Mm. And the kids are buried in those tunnels of my family's
home. Well, one of the studies in my book, The Anti-Aging Benefits of Sex, talks about the nuns having a very high risk of breast cancer because they don't have enough sex.
Well, I'm 96 years old. And
you are? See? Another testament to my book.
I'm 87.
I know. I mean, I'm 103, you know.
Amor.
You're like,
stay young, have sex. Yay.
87, Amor.
I better do what I do. I don't believe you at all.
You never know.
Don't y'all be lying to me.
You got to Wikipedia me, and then you'll
I thought we just celebrated your 26th birthday.
You can find a lot on Wikipedia, I tell you.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Amy's sucking some very juicy. She's getting horny here. You haven't seen her tits yet. You should see her tits.
Let's see your tits.
And goodness.
I love you.
These are heavy. These are very heavy.
Whoa.
I'm like, she has to carry these around.
Her boobs are like the size of my hand.
I got a little manhandled last weekend.
Wow.
I mean,
what happened with derby girls?
She's a roller derby girl.
These boobs are worthy of this 70s. Dick being
that's
big.
Yeah, between
boobs. Look at this dick.
She deserves the dick.
Yeah,
she gets the big dick.
She does.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets
you
the big
put
dick.
That dick
and she likes
them. Oh, look at that.
I think she would like that in just
a
little
honey,
bit.
Look.
Hey, honey.
Those are just.
Aren't they beautiful?
Beautiful.
I love her titties.
And natural.
Yeah, very natural.
And what size are they, actually?
D.
C. What?
They're D's.
D.
Aren't
they
D's?
No,
those have got to be bigger.
They're bigger than D's.
Frederick's bras. They're a D.
You wear them tight. Or maybe it's when they're
natural.
She
never wears bras.
They're small.
When they're natural, they fall into the cup very well.
And
it holds it. So. And
that's why.
Certain cuts, I can't wear that they'll just fall out because they're so soft and supple.
They're like, very soft and
they
supple.
They fall out a lot, actually,
not,
don't
they're
they?
They're not saggy. Yeah. There's no stretch marks or anything.
No babies.
That I can see. So what's your secret? Do you rub cum in them all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah?
It's
very good for
do.
The skin. Yeah.
No, lots of exercise, eating good, surrounding myself with healthy and vibrant people that celebrate sex. They're not afraid of it. And just keeping the right lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is the sperm that you get on your tits, is the spermometer here tonight?
Well, one of them.
One of them. Is this the one that does different girls? The one that
no,
we heard from
different.
Earlier?
Different.
We're my husband and I are swingers, so
we
do have multiple partners.
Cool.
So I'm more than just a mental health professional.
You are more. You are much more.
I'm
you are
so much more than that.
Mammoth more.
Mammoth
more. Mammoth mammary more. Yeah. Okay. So how long you've been swingers?
6 years together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you feel it does for your sex life?
Just adds to it. You know, it brings friends. I met them naked, her husband. You know, it's situations. It's just you find people who are just open.
But what about the jealousy factor? What about that when it comes down to...
The people who have it, we don't mess with them.
I used to be a swinger.
Your personal feelings.
I don't, I'm not jealous.
There's none.
You could go over there and bang my husband right now and I'd be cheering it on, going, go baby, go baby.
We'll try that in a little bit. Let's try that.
Love each other. Exactly.
Well, I know where he's going home and I know where his heart belongs.
Well, that's the thing. You might be
it's
jealous,
confidence.
Well, I bet, if he didn't go home with you. If he said, oh, honey, I'm going to go away for a week with this one.
I would be more hurt if I knew he lied to me.
Right.
Okay.
But that's betrayal.
Okay.
That's betrayal. But open connectedness, the relationships that we have with, you know, other
people.
The key
is openness. See, people can feel bad about, you know, mostly what people feel bad about when their spouse cheats, I think, is the betrayal.
It is.
Well, for my doctorate, I did my basic research project on swingers. And basically, you know, like the more the swingers have better relationships, you know, healthier. It's like, I'll send you my research findings, Susie.
You should.
I will, because it was a fascinating research. And basically, I asked everybody at the end to tell me, well, how do you feel it benefits you physically, emotionally, mentally, and also for your relationships. And it was like, I think 89% of people said it benefited them physically, stress release, all that, helped them stay, you know.
The communication in the relationship. Well. I've been married two times other before, and I never talked to those husbands, not in the way that I can talk to him. Mm. You know, those relationships didn't work out. You know, there was, you know, one grew up Catholic, and the guilt.
the guilt that comes from sex.
What religion did you grow up with?
The Catholic
Nothing.
Ones grew up the no, most
no religion.
Though.
No religion.
Atheist. Okay. Atheist parents.
No, they weren't exactly atheists, but it was religion just wasn't taught. And I did seek out religion, and I did study, and I've read the Bible twice, and I am an atheist.
Hallelujah, brother.
What I study tells me that I'm a child of sex.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, atheism is now the third largest religion in the world. Did you know that?
Religion has a lot to do with
I belong to the Church of the Holy Hot Tub.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a question, sis. What does religion have to do with the sexuality factor? Like
people constrain themselves a lot of the times in monogamy because of religion. Okay. The guilt of that it's taught that it's, you know,
people
man
are told, you know,
and
religion,
woman are meant to be together. That's why a lot of people are afraid to come out with their sexuality if they're gay.
That's true. That's true.
Hallelujah. Because it's wrong. They're taught
and
that by their family, society.
Yeah, but it's also an economic issue because if you come out with your sexuality, it's like being a communist in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come out with your sexuality in this society.
Right.
We talk about freedom and we talk about equality. But if you talk about sex and sexuality, it also harms you economically.
True. But yeah, I was just curious.
Well, let's change that.
You know,
well, I don't
let's
know
change
that.
That. Yeah, let's make it a
positive. If you go to Bank of America and wear short skirts and fuck somebody,
what did Aaron Brockovich say?
That you're going to be around for too long.
It can get you places too. You know?
I've known swingers who are Christian and are Catholic, and you know that's they're living their life with dissidence,
swinging
because their behavior does go against with their religion. And I kind of see that. My personal view is a little hypocritical. Critical, because some people can live with the guilt.
Some of them think that, you know, because the patriarchs had a few wives, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know how they rationalize
they can rationalize
in their lives.
The
I
same
don't
way they rationalize
that
the earth is only 6,000 years old.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, they can rationalize anything.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you can. But the fact is that mostly religion is used to repress sexuality,
to distort
sexuality, to abuse sexuality.
Right.
I mean, not always.
Dr. Susie, can I just say
go ahead.
I am wearing a cross?
Well, hallelujah.
What
does the cross mean to you?
It is a symbol of acceptance of my flaws, just like gay people who are accepted in their churches. It's a symbol of an acceptance of my spirituality without religion.
Hallelujah.
Without religion, we would not be here. Religion is all about sex, and I think that if we bring religion and sexuality together,
and without sex, we wouldn't be here.
I am bringing religion and sexuality together right here, brothers and sisters, with the Jesus Jackhammer dildo by divine intervention.
I'll try that one.
Acceptance, not repression.
So you know, it's true. Mm. Anything that represses us can often be fetishized. Mm. A lot of the people that grow up with a strong anti-sex religious background love a hot spanking, love, you know, wild sex. It's like, that's the funny thing about sex. We're talking about giving permission to sex, and I believe in all of that.
Absolutely.
At the same time, sex is about friction, and that's why we often love the stranger.
Sometimes the difference between religion and spirituality, too, because sometimes, like, in soul sex, you can have amazing sex, but it takes you to a different place. It's like a spiritual place, an energetic place.
Well, then there's that.
But versus religion, you know. It's like sometimes
place,
people look for that.
Not interrupt or anything, but in my family and stuff, I was very open with the sexual things we're very open with. And, you know, I saw my first, you know, boobs and porn and, like, stuff like that, like, before I was maybe seven.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot of it.
How'd you see that?
Age. My mother was a manager of a strip club, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, she was very young. So I've seen all that. And, you know, and I grew up differently than the Catholic school as people. But I still love to be, have the spanking and the different kinds of, you know,
Well, people like spanking for lots of different reasons.
You know,
one thing I've grown to know in my spanking experience, that for as many people that like being spanked, there are different backgrounds and reasons for why they like it.
True.
And I'm just saying, sometimes you can turn your sex-negative upbringing into something kinky that actually makes you enjoy sex more.
Which is
you can use it all in your life. And, I mean, do you feel like you were abused? What do you think?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially?
Potentially, yeah.
But it happened in the past, though. You're not still being abused, right?
No, not still. Absolutely not. But as a childhood, of course not. Okay. But, you know, I'm sorry, the static. But
I'll attack them with my Jesus jackhammer. Yeah, they should not hurt you.
But, you know, for other people who were, physically abused at one point or the other during a younger age, they end up having that too. But then the Christian school, you know, kids like we were talking about, like the very Catholic and raised ones, they are also into the same thing. So it's, you know, I don't think it's quite necessarily religion, you know, that brings
Not necessarily. It's just for a lot of people, that's where they get their rules about sex.
Right.
Not you.
Right.
You didn't get rules about sex from religion.
No,
you got
them
from the strip club.
Other people in general, though. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, religion is less powerful, I think, than it used to be.
Right.
Even though there are backlashes, religious backlashes against sexual freedom, especially for women in every religious society, in the Christian, in the Muslim, in the Jewish, there's a lot of backlash because the idea of religion, most religions, not all, but most, is that sex should be channeled into breeding so that you have more people in the religion.
Right.
And
you have to have members, otherwise you if you don't have membership,
nothing
you
wrong
can't run
with
a company.
Breeding, really, except that the problem is
that
there's too
on.
Much breeding of humans, then there's not enough room for the rest of us humans. But it's just,
then you
know,
get China, where they limited the number of children, and now they haven't got enough females to match the males.
There you go. You know, that's
they're
a
like
little
to
weird.
Encourage
that's
again.
Where I,
you know, you'll have a lot of guys. You'll have a lot of dick
too
for
many,
you.
Too many, too many. Well, hopefully, I might probably need three to equal one
well,
for
you
one
can
American.
Get that in China. Oh.
I will let you know. I will do some research and let you know.
Find a Chinaman.
I'll take this with me just in case.
I don't really understand that limit of one kid because there's like a lot of Chinese people. So somebody down there is doing a lot of
Well, the limit has only, been this generation. And actually, it did cut down on the people. And they needed to do that.
Yeah.
So there was some
now they need more.
Good for it. But the problem is they have all these guys without girls because Chinese people...
I was born the year of the fire horse.
Yeah, okay.
And my story is I was floating around the world, and I looked at America, I looked everywhere, and decided definitely not China, because they would have aborted me, because I was born the year of the fire horse, which is the most sexual year ever.
Oh, really?
It's like fire, double fire.
I thought it was a snake.
No, okay. No, fire horse, because they're uncontrollable. They just like take off and they do their own thing, you know, which is...
By the way, I just want to give a little plug... For our friend Richard Berger and his book,
oh, yes.
Sex in
Six
China,
Behind the Red Door.
Have you gotten that?
Yes, I got it. Yes. I got the book and I read it. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows you all the different levels of sex, but, you know, there's certain ways in which they're kind of more liberated than we are. Most ways it seems like they're more repressed, but
I think like every society it has its ups and downs.
They've
gone through their liberal stage, their non-liberal stage, and then they seem to be a little bit more. I think they've just got a former porn star who's involved with politics now. Did you read about that?
I'll go check it out. These former porn stars are making it happen.
I'm doing the best I can right now.
Are you a former porn star?
I'm a current, and I'm trying my hardest. I just got booked for Hustler, like I mentioned last week.
All right, let's applaud for
I
Amor.
Got Playboy TV. I'm doing very, thank you very much. Doing very, very well right now, thanks to Vanguard Talent. And
thanks
you
to
know,
who? Say who?
Vanguard Talent. Yes.
Is
which
this your agent?
Yeah, which they're pretty new. Jim South, which I love with all my heart and soul, but he's, He's designed to go. Yeah. He's gone south, yes. And luckily I have Ron Jeremy, who's, by the way, everyone, fully recovered.
Yes,
he's great,
and we're
very thankful for it.
We are.
And he'll be back here as soon as possible.
He will be
to
back here.
To you guys.
But you know what? We're going to see him before he has to come back here, unless he comes back next week.
I would
but
love to.
We are going to go to Deep Throat. For the closing night, and
sounds,
Ron will be there on March 23rd.
I'm supposed to be there too.
And yeah,
so that sounds great.
And so it's closing night. We're going to be broadcasting live from Deep Throat, the play at the
sounds
Zephyr
great.
Theater.
Oh,
and
well, I'll
and
be there. Maybe I can
yeah.
stop in and say hi.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna have fun.
Yeah,
not as much fun as we have here though.
Maybe I'll come back from New Zealand
and
Nigeria.
Right.
I just want to say something to the former porn stars and the current porn stars having.
And I've
been documenting this for like last 40 years of my life. The porn stars, the women of the porn industry, are really the frontline troops, frontline
in the sexual revolution.
Woo! In the sexual revolution.
Yes.
And you've changed the world.
Thank you.
And you continue to change the
Thank
world.
You.
And as that other guy says, we're winning.
Thank
we're
you.
We're winning, and we're
I,
winning.
You know, I love
and
it to
thanks
Betty
to all
Page
of you,
too.
Because
Betty
you
Page
had the courage
it.
To go out there and say,
it started with Betty
I
Page,
fucks
though,
do,
with the
baby.
Bondage, and we're leaning in our steps and just making it more and more modern and hopefully more acceptable to society, and that's all I hope
more
for.
More acceptable, and you're
so.
Also on the front lines of sex education.
I would
and
love
that's
to
not
think.
To say that people
yeah.
should get all
so,
of their information about sex from porn.
Yeah.
But it's an important thing for most, for many, many people.
Yeah,
that is
definitely.
Where they get their sex information.
Absolutely.
Is from porn.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We thank you.
I have a lot of
you
respect for you
stars.
Thank you so
we
much.
We love all the porn yeah. stars.
We give them a hand.
And we yeah. love you.
All right, brothers and sisters, I think we're over time now. So
okay.
let's just say goodbye to everybody, and
all
you
right.
can give out all your little bitty information.
If people want to get my book,
yep,
it's
here
available
we go.
On
First of all,
yes,
can we give a hand
yeah.
to Dr. Shelley?
Thank you, Dr.
Yeah.
Shelley.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. Thank you, Susie, for inviting me.
Oh, yeah.
And if they want to get my book, it's available on Amazon.com as a book in hard copy, which everybody likes. Otherwise, it's also an ebook, and I just uploaded the audio version today. And the same with Soul Sex. It's also available on Amazon and also Audible with my sexy Kiwi voice. Otherwise, people can buy it on my website, which is healthbenefitsofsex.com.
All right. So come on up here and join me now. And
sure,
we'll
yeah.
keep going down the line here. And then we're going to do a group picture up here. So, Amy, you're a private citizen, but are... I mean,
private citizen.
Are you promoting anything?
I'm not promoting anything.
Except
I'm just
your boobs.
My boobs.
Yeah, that's
I love those
Amy's
boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Love those boobs.
These are amazing boobs.
Those
they
are
like
heavy,
to come
though.
Out
that's
and play.
Heavy stuff.
Thank you for
wow.
having me.
Oh yeah. Thank you for having all three of you. Yes. Okay.
I take them everywhere I go.
Here, sit down.
I love those boobs. You
and
it's like an American Express card. Take it with you wherever
of
you go.
Of course.
It works.
Great to oh, be yeah. back, you guys. Yeah. This is some more.
I think it's Oops. For Siren. Look yeah. at this to you, Siren.
It just shows oh. you what
just
the cross
to see a dildo first.
Does for some people.
I could utilize it.
I've had quite a few clients that do eroticize the cross itself and actually use it as a dildo.
I just like the confession part of it, actually. You know, there's just something so kinky and sexual
like
about, like, just
Tell
going
in. Your deepest, darkest thoughts and your
So
sins.
You are Catholic. Wow. How do you feel about being popeless?
Feel about, I'm sorry?
Being popeless.
Being popeless.
Without a pope.
I really do not care. Honestly, it's just about...
But you're a Catholic. I thought the Catholics
honest.
Are all about the pope.
What kind
so,
of Catholic are you?
I'm a terrible Catholic, which is why I confess.
Okay.
Okay.
What do we got here?
So a
But
more
I'm always
milk.
Working
coming
on being better.
Anyway.
Group shot?
Just wanted to give you guys a hello and thank you for welcoming me back here. I had so much fun. I love
follow
talking
her on
to
Twitter.
You guys. And always follow me on Twitter and Instagram, of course, which is at Amor Hilton, A-M-O-R Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N, Amor Hilton. So
yeah.
you can look me up anywhere you want. And I also have a new DVD out right now with new sensations called Innocence of the Youth. Volume 4, and it's rocking. It's pretty sexy, so pick it up. And
I like to watch that
awesome.
One.
Awesome. Come on up here, Amor.
Thank you.
Come on up to the group.
Give her a big hand.
Okay. Let's hear it from Amara Hilton. And what are we calling you?
Mia was my name.
Mia!
Thank you. Mia culpa, Latin.
Mia culpa, of course.
She's responsible.
Mia
culpa. She's responsible.
Do you still have a Twitter for Mia culpa?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Well, I'm not plugging anything except,
we got to call you the other name because we're...
Oh, okay, well...
Because we want to link to you.
Yes. Siren's a great name.
So Siren is the name we're going to link to.
Amor, je t'adore.
A.K.A. Mia culpa. Okay, and Siren is a full woman. You know, she's bright, she's beautiful, and she's amazing. And she's confessed. This is her confessional. So she's cool. And Anthony.
Yes?
Yeah.
Anthony.
Who have you been drawing?
I'm near... Your she regular drink and draw guy here.
Show me a picture.
It's been me. What do you guys
Amor,
think?
Amor, it's you.
I think this is the second time I've done you, Amor.
Look at Amor. Yeah.
So I look, does it look like me?
It's the second time you've done her?
Yeah.
I love it. Isn't he so sweet?
Yeah.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that good?
All right. Well,
so
Anthony,
great.
It's good to
thank
have you,
you
back.
Thank you, Anthony.
And
love
thank you,
you
for
baby.
Drawing us. You have to draw
okay.
Shelley next.
Yeah, beat
I'm
me at the bar.
I'm going to frame that this
okay.
time.
Meet
so.
Me at the bar. For
she might be here, though.
For
I don't
a drink
know.
And draw.
Yeah.
All right. So come on up here, Anthony.
Hi.
So let's, is anybody else on the show? Yeah. Oh, the birthday girl.
Oh, birthday girl.
Oh, birthday girls. Yeah, you were
come
on the show.
Birthday
come
girl.
On. Promote yourselves.
Happy birthday to Danielle. She got
step staked forward among
in
all these depraved
well.
Individuals.
And she got a copy of my book
there
too.
You go. Fine. Yeah. Come on. You're so beautiful. Come
all right,
on.
Let's have give her a microphone.
Here, okay. Let's here's another Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
Another lovely, beautiful creature of the universe.
Yeah. Here, come on this side. On this side. We have to even things out a little bit here. Or you stay on this side. Here, come on here. We're talking to you, birthday girl. So how do you feel on your 21st birthday? Did you figure out yet what sexual thing you want to do? Oh yeah, you did. Threesome, right? Did you find some volunteers?
Well, I already have the girl. I just need to find the guy.
We have
Vanessa.
How about a hot lesbian? Yeah. Well, you'll see. Now you can drink. You're 21, so in a few minutes, everything will, boys and girls,
everything
kind
will
of
change.
Blend. Right, right. It all blurs together. All right, brothers and sisters, I think everybody has said goodnight, and we're not really leaving. We're going into the erotic after party, brothers and sisters. And we all know that that's the most fun. But just before we leave the formal part of the show, we're all on microphones and you can hear and everything, I just want to say I love you, and I want to say that we all need sexual healing. From the Vatican to Bonoboville, from the Pope to the Dopes, we all need sexual healing.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And hold the microphone up. This is your job.
Amen. You know? And a women.
Thank you. Amor. And
more sex will keep you young and healthy. Buy my book.
And get your book. She's got the book right here. You know, and follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, brothers and sisters. Peace through pleasure is the way. I mean, we try to practice it here in Bonoboville, in the speakeasy. It's difficult sometimes. But we're all about peace through pleasure. We're all about expressing our sexuality and being inspired by the make love, not war bonobo chimpanzees who are constantly using sex to heal each other, constantly helping each other through sexual communication. Sex is a great lubricant, you know, in more ways than one. So follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
See the clap sign.
Okay.
And hey, from our house to your house, thank you for having us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Photographers, line up.
Photographers.
Doing a PG one.
So yes, PG first.
To talk
okay.
With someone about something.
And I gotta get this mic off.
Anyone else?
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.